This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, Monday edition. The Vikings are no longer undefeated edition of What's On Your Mind.
Did that really surprise you that much?
Well, I knew it was going to happen at some point.
The real Vikings came out now. That 5-0 Vikings was fun. Now these are the real ones.
Well, my take is the Vikes had to lose sometime. The undefeated thing wasn't going to go the whole season. And if they had to lose it at any point, why not lose it to a Bismarck boy?
That's amen, brother. Amen, brother.
That's what I'm sticking to it. But I know Vikings fans are in... I personally know Vikings fans that are in like a state of depression. I've never in my life ever, but ever anywhere even within the same zip code of depression from a football game myself. It doesn't compute with me, but you know it happens.
Hey, you know, we made it five games. My running joke has been the Procrastinators Club of Minnesota has just come out with the prediction that we'll go 5-0 without Teddy and without Adrian. I'd say we're 5-1 is still a pretty darn good place to be considering everything that's gone on.
You're darn right. Yeah, good point. No question about it. But anyway, I digress.
Get out of the depression, everybody.
I have been close to a state of depression over the loss of a political candidate before in my day. So we're all wired a little bit differently. And I won't make fun of anybody for being a little depressed over a football loss. If I in fact have been well, I mean, for instance, if Hillary Clinton beats Donald Trump, I will wake up on election day and worry for my country and be a little on the depressed side. I'm here to tell you. I mean, I don't know that I'll go see a doctor or anything, but I mean,
back to 92, and those who were predicting Rush Limbaugh would be finished because Bill Clinton got in. Even Rush knew back then, great career move.
Yeah,
everybody's going to be angry for years and calling, and same thing could happen here.
Yeah,
I'm looking for it, but, you know.
I don't take solace in something bad for the country that may be good for my career.
Of course not.
Yeah. So I know that wouldn't do it for me. I wouldn't sit there and say,
thing happened for our country, something else good for our country, thank God for the First Amendment. Thank God we live in America where the government can't control the discussion like they can in other countries. Not to the degree they can in other countries. Yeah, they can influence it, but not to the degree in other countries.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd place this on. I don't think it's the government, but certainly the discussion has been controlled in this presidential race. I don't know by whom. Probably the media more to blame than the government. That goes back to the terminology that Donald Trump's using and referring to the election as rigged, right? And because something's rigged, something's wrong, when you go through these WikiLeaks emails, and we have a new low now from the Clinton campaign. Here's the deal. Todd, Manny, Rivati, everybody listening, those WikiLeaks emails, you know, the one about how us Catholics are backwards, you know, and that really open borders are the way to go, but just don't say that out loud. You got to have one public policy and one private policy, you know, that all that stuff. All those were in emails leaked by WikiLeaks, right? According to this Robbie Mook fella who was on one of the Sunday shows yesterday, campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. Here's the deal. Listen close now. Don't read them. Don't read them. You know why you're not supposed to read them? They were stolen. That's why. So you don't read emails that were stolen.
Oh, okay.
See how that works? Now, I'm sure if the emails had a lot of bad things about Donald Trump, I'm sure the Clinton campaign would be suggesting we not read them, don't you think? I'm pretty sure that'd be for sure what they'd be saying. No, don't read those. No, we don't want any information out there about our opponents. Oh, my God. They continue to be in that mantra. Oh, they came from Russia. I don't care if they came from Mars. Are they true or not? Yes, no. Explain why she would say this publicly and that privately, you know? Why did you? And day after day after day after day, there's more. But not really interesting to most of the media. In fact, the New York Times, you know what they've got in their paper? Open it up, folks. They did about two or three pages worth of Donald Trump tweets. I can't. not. I kid
Maybe
you
that's
not.
Why their circulation's at an all-time high.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make this up. Anyway, so there's that. I thought, speaking of the weekend, I thought Donald Trump's address at Gettysburg was exactly what is needed in this campaign. And for anybody paying attention, don't wait for the media to do it. You got to do all this stuff on your own. You got to get under the hood. You got to get online. All of it's there. Don't wait for anybody to spoon feed it to you, or you'll get their take on it. Okay, do this all for yourself. Just watch what he said. You can find it. I noticed it circulating a bunch this weekend. Watch what he said. And he did what I've long wanted him to do more of, and that is say, "This is not about me. You are not voting for me, okay? Love me, hate me, this isn't about me. What it is about is these policies. So if you do vote for me, here's what you're going to get. So vote for this. Vote for the Supreme Court. Vote for less spending and the lower taxes. Vote for, you know, an end to this silly idea of sanctuary cities and open borders. You know, write down the list. Very good." And he literally called it a contract. So if he rides that pony for the next 2 weeks, not too worried about a slight, small advantage in the polls. Here's one of the reasons, and I get asked this a lot. People say, you know, come on, you don't actually think that Trump's going to win. Do you? What do you, you've got this done. Why have an election? We don't vote based on polls. We vote based on votes, and then we actually count them. But just use your noodle here a little bit, folks. Number one, what matters is somewhere between 6 and 12 states and how they break, okay? That's what matters most. And if you look at 5 to 7 states that Obama won twice, and you see Donald Trump leading, tied within the margin of error, now, that's just data you need to consider. Then come over here. And just dig into Hillary Clinton's poll numbers, her likability, her trustworthiness, enthusiasm for wanting to vote for her. Those two together tell me where we see the polls of this second are not good. Now, let's be honest. I'd rather have her polls than his polls because she has a natural built-in advantage, which is where the electorate is going. It is harder for a Republican of any kind to win a number of states these days than it is for a Democrat. She comes in with a natural advantage, but she's a bad candidate. And the beating that he's taken in the polls has certainly cost him over the last several weeks, no doubt about it. Lost numbers with women, kind of goes back and forth with independents. But my point is, it's not over. It's not over at all. And what the mainstream media, the Hillary cheerleaders, I digress. They're the same thing. I want you to believe is that it will demoralize you. They just want you to be down in the mouth. You know, running around depressed like Vikings fans today. It's over. It's over. It can't be won. That's what they want you. Don't take their bait. Any shape, manner, no way. No way, no how. So there's where I'm at on this race, and I think it was a good weekend for Donald Trump. They really do. I mean, he's out there 3-4 times a day at events. Certainly the big story locally, day 75 today of the lawless encampments that are leading to regular unlawful protest. And we're going to hear in a moment from Paul Laney, who's one of the leaders of the response effort for Martin County. And he tells us the Dakota Access Pipeline, the tractors have taken their game up a notch. How did they do that? They block roads. More trespassing, but they've done that for a long time. More efforts to stop construction. Didn't go so well on Saturday. 120-some-odd arrests when they were all done Saturday. Only one yesterday, which honestly really surprised me because it was blatant what they were doing. They're blocking roads. Blocking roads. And I was posting about this over the weekend, just keeping people updated on what was happening. You can't even believe the way of thinking, the incredibly juvenile, vicious ways these people respond. It speaks volumes of their character. It really does. It speaks volumes of the menace that they are and have become and the level of which they'll resort to try and advance their cause here. It really does. Curious if you've had any encounters with them and feel differently about that. Love to hear from you. Tomorrow, by the way, we're at the Village Inn for a talk radio town hall with Doug Burgum. That means in person, you stop by, ask your questions. We're at the Village Inn location on 13th Avenue South at the Fargo-West Fargo border. And a free pie tomorrow. Holiday pies from Village Inn are the best. They have America's best pie. So if you want to come sample some, get ready for the holidays, come on by and see us. We'll have a great time. You can ask your questions of Doug Burgum. We'll have a grand old time. I'll be at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City on Wednesday, too. And we have You Marry Monday coming up next hour on the program as well. Interesting topic today, so stay tuned for that. More of your calls welcome when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Scotsman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Pfeiffer exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
About corruption in government all the time, yet they keep on voting for the same people that are always the crookedest, the corruptest, i.e. Hillary.
Well, there are two solid labels for Hillary there, didn't you think, fellas? Crookedest and what was the other one? Crookedest and
Corruptest.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Yeah, that works. It works for me. We're back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-367-2054.
It'll never get to me at that number, but go ahead.
That's fine, isn't it? You can text Todd at 701-226-8503.
Scott never texts himself, so, I mean, you got to figure.
I've been giving out my number when Todd's gone, so you got them both now. You can do either one of us. Texter says, if these protesters are able to build roadblocks with hay bales, barbed wire, rocks, and all kinds of other debris, obviously they're capable of working and should get a job. Sick of seeing our tax money being used and wasted on these protesters and all their illegal activity. Well, that's a good point. I thought of that this weekend. What is the tab on all of this? Where are we at right now with the price tag on all this? And remember that we have asked on this program a question of Governor Jack Dalrymple, will you hold Standing Rock Sioux Tribe responsible for this financially? And he said yes. Yes. Of course, forget who, but probably was Lauren Donovan from the Bismarck Tribune quickly said, well, what about the oil company? You going to hold them responsible? First of all, there isn't an oil company involved here. There is, a company that builds pipelines, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Yes, they then sell contracts to the oil companies that put oil on the ground. And by the way, put oil in the pipeline so that it can get to market refineries in the safest manner possible. Not on a train, not on a truck. Never mind all that. Pesky facts, right? But, we're due for a price tag update. I want a price tag update.
What they say, Scott, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Are the financial resources there for the tribe to cover this? Because they're going to pay. They're going to be sent a bill for all of us, and they ought to be. As far as the texter's concern about them getting a job, this is a job for a lot of these people. Remember that. This is a job. These are professional protesters. This is the George Soros playbook at work, ladies and gentlemen. So what's happening? Go to the phones here in just a moment at 800-228-0550. Here's Paul Laney, one of the incident commanders, operations chief, I believe, under Kyle Kirkmeyer, sheriff of Morton County, on what happened this weekend.
Well, they've certainly upped their game as far as their aggression, to block down, initially you brought up to block the entire highway. I mean, it's not their highway. It's not their property. It's not their land. And our biggest concern yesterday was with them doing that was, there's an entire world going on around them outside their incident and their ideology, and there are a lot of people that need medical help. There are people that need to get to the hospital. There are fire trucks, ambulances. There's an entire society down there that needs that assistance. And when they had blocked that road, they had completely blocked access for fire trucks, ambulance, us if there's an emergency. And so we sent down a trooper sergeant and some Morton County deputies to have that discussion with them. As Sheriff Kirkmeyer said, I'm glad that common sense prevailed in this one. And well, they didn't unblock the ditches. They at least unblocked the road so that emergency vehicles can get through. And if we had an ambulance call, we could get the ambulance through. So that was that situation. And probably one of the most intense situations since I've been out here was an individual with a drone went after the helicopter that was hovering overhead. According to the pilot and the law enforcement officer on board, got about 50 feet from their tail rotor. So that definitely got everybody's heart stopped for a couple of minutes while we assessed that situation. I wish they would understand that their voices have been heard, but they seem pretty intent on they're going to do whatever it takes to stop DAPL from going through. And obviously, as law enforcement, our job, we have to protect personnel, we have to protect people and property, and nobody wants a confrontation. And I hope the calmer heads on that side prevail before that happens, and they could talk about this peacefully.
Life-threatening situation where they take a drone and send it to a helicopter. And you had reports from the people in the helicopter talking about how a concern it was. Sheriff on board the helicopter reported law enforcement on the ground, a helicopter pilot and passengers were in fear of their lives. The drone came after us. Helicopter assisting surveillance in the vicinity of Highway 1806 during an active protest situation on Sunday morning. Drone was flying directly above officers in violation of FAA rules. That is, by the way, a felony. Class C felony. Can't do that. Ryan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to see a more organized effort to boycott the casino. I think all the taxpayers from Western North Dakota and South Central North Dakota should not go to the casino. It's going to hurt them in the long run. Right now, they're probably making a pretty good business down there because there's a lot of people living down there that are pretty well funded. But let them know that in the wintertime and from now forward, we're not going to be using the casino. Go to somewhere else. That's all I'd like to say.
You're not the first that's to raise that issue, Brian. That's for sure. Appreciate your call. Thanks. Karen in Fargo, what's your take?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're paid or not, but obviously a lot of the protesters who are here now in October are from out of state, and I don't mean South Dakota when I say out of state. So those journalists who were in that car who weren't allowed to leave and were trying to get a cell phone call into police probably had encountered those out of state ones.
Yeah, you kind of lost me there. Out of state ones. You're talking about it's a fair bet if you're having an encounter with a protester, they're an out-of-stater because, we've heard estimates of 85 to 90% of the protesters are out-of-state. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say as far as this has gotten really bad because it's no longer very much the North Dakota Native Americans or maybe South Dakota protesting
right.
The pipeline. There's so many out-of-state ones, paid or not, and the incident that happened with the journalists in the car is probably an example of that.
Yeah. No, very good point. I think this has long stopped being about a North Dakota concern. This is Earth Justice and other green extremists that have come in. Democracy Now, keep it in the ground. Some of these groups, a very radical agenda, and they don't much care about North Dakota. Don't much care about the concerns of the water, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. This is about getting the attention of the White House and a much bigger cause. Their whole strategy was leaked. I don't know if it was WikiLeaks. I think it was a Todd leak, but we saw that not long ago. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tribune had any credibility or there's any amount of professionalism with that newspaper, they would fire Lauren Donovan because she's just putting her opinion out there. I know in my job, I can express my opinion, but I have to consider how that reflects on my employer. So we're encouraged not to be too political or give our opinions too often. So if they had any integrity at all, she would be fired. But then again, the Bismarck Tribune, they seem to try to make it look like they're just at a day camp or something out there, along with KFYR TV. They're doing the same thing. They run all these little clips and everything from the protests, and they're just showing the parts where, yeah, they're just singing and praying and things like that. They are showing the parts where people are out there with masks and things like that. So KFYR TV is awful biased on this also.
I'll see if others agree with you. I've raised the concern about Lauren Donovan because I don't believe she can factually report on this. She's proven that with a very biased reporting. A lot of her reporting is very biased. It's not journalism. It belongs on the opinion page. And her own sister, protesting at this the Good Access Pipeline, and she's reporting on it and calling them youthful protests. They might think these are youthful protests. They're only youthful to the extent that kids are there and shouldn't be there. And I saw more of them this weekend as shields, right? Because these are riots. I was glad to see that Brian Ewan of the North Carolina Patrol was quoted in the Tribune story on Saturday saying this is being termed a riot today because the individuals know they are criminally trespassing. Yeah, they're out to do this. They're creating chaos for law enforcement. They're creating a dangerous environment for us when we have people attaching themselves to equipment. And four people on one piece of equipment over the weekend. One guy punched a hole in a car, puts his hand through it, and then puts his hand in cement in a pail. This is the kind of stupidity that they're doing out there. Taking good men and women of North Dakota law enforcement off the highways, off the investigations of things that we pay our good, hard-earned tax dollars for them to do, for this pet project of George Soros and a bunch of green extremists, eco-terrorists, that want to end fossil fuel use. Can't make it up. And by the way, they're admitting it. Tribune also quoted a protester here. Funny how they have a pipeline to the protesters. One of the protesters quoted as saying that Kelly Byrne.
A pipeline to the protesters?
You like that? Yeah.
Say, that was good.
A protester who hung back behind a fence at the scene said she received reports of people being pepper sprayed and thrown into the ground. thrown to the ground, and described law enforcement as being more aggressive than in past incidents. Well, what's law enforcement supposed to do? Sunday, what did they do? They said, you can't block the road. I would have arrested every one of them, every single one of them. And if any had been arrested previously, then up the ante on what it takes for them to get out. Make George Soros pay more. But they didn't. They arrested one person on Sunday despite a new level of protest. Anyway, this protest reports law enforcement is being more aggressive than in past incidents. She said protesters were encircled by police as they walked onto the site. Well, that's what you do. When you trespass, when you go out there to start a riot, generally they're going to circle you so they can end it. This is so crazy. No, you know what? Just trespass. Just block the roads. What else would you like to do? You want to vandalize some more equipment? You want to send up a drone and try and take down a helicopter? Can we help you? Anything else you want us to do in this regard? She then wanted us to know that people came back very distressed. I'm here to tell you, nobody had to be stressed if they decided to follow the law when they woke up on Saturday morning. Nobody would have been stressed. Could have enjoyed a beautiful, beautiful North Dakota morning. The pipeline is getting a lot closer, so the stakes are getting higher. Yeah, who's raising the stakes? Who is raising the stakes, I ask you? All right, 800-228-0550, back to the phone. To the caller's point on media, I would defer to you. If we say something about the media, and I'm going to give you my opinion, and I have, but you've heard it, so I'm not going to add to it. But I'd be curious if you agree. I've heard frustration from people in law enforcement and in government that the reporting in most of the media has been terrible. They are disgusted by it. I share that view. I think it probably matters most what the consumers think. The caller was specifically referring to K-Fire Television, which, by the way, is completely independent of K-Fire Radio, just so you know. Can't say that enough. We've mentioned it before, but they are separate entities owned by different people. Only similarities, they're K-Fire TV, we're K-Fire Radio in Bismarck, Mandan. So no connection otherwise whatsoever. But I've heard complaints there, and I've heard about the trip. So just want to know if you agree or not. We're brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can. Great story you can find out a little bit more about on their Facebook page. But there's a new hospital going up in McKenzie County. It's actually in Watford City, but it's McKenzie County Healthcare System. Do you know how it's going up? Through the generosity of folks like One Oak, Oasis Petroleum, Kinder Morgan, XTO Energy, QEP Resources, Hess Corporation, and others. $74 million hospital. Is a reality because of that generosity for a growing town. So, there's an example of North Dakota Oil Can and the North Dakota Oil Can doing advancing medicine and rural health care. Pretty good story right there, I tell you. Especially since folks like to assign all kinds of ulterior motives to the people who actually pull this resource out of the ground, get it to market, so we can use it to fly planes, drive cars, innovate in so many different ways. iPhones don't exist without them. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Jim in Fargo, let's go to you next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
This is Vinny.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Jim. Let me hear you. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, isn't there some way they could withhold the monthly payments to the tribe out there until this is cleared up?
What monthly payments would they get?
Well, there's a whole bunch of welfare payments go out to that reservation.
Oh, you're talking about individual payments to...
To the families.
But, of course, how do you know that they're involved?
Don't make any dime by the government till it stops.
Yeah, I mean, financial pressure isn't a bad approach if you... I'd like to know, is there any state funds... what goes back and forth between Standing Rock and the state? That might be a bigger number. Individual welfare payments, how do I know that someone is not, just going about their business having nothing to do with the protest?
But I understand that there'd be innocent people hurt there. But, I mean, so is there innocent people hurt here. Maybe it puts it so the neighbors get some pressure on some people, say, we got to stop this. We got to get our money. Yeah, I understand that there is no solution where people ain't going to get hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all getting hurt now.
Well, I think anything that folks who ultimately are paying the tab here, that's the citizens of North Dakota, can contribute in the way of ideas to help this end sooner, safer, is a great conversation. So appreciate it, Jim, and welcome others at 800-228-0550. We are efforting some interviews, again, with all of the government leaders and the law enforcement leaders on this. And we'll get your questions answered, so fire away. TJ and Beulah, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this report of the lady that said that they're being pepper sprayed and surrounded by police, that's what they're supposed to do. And you could, to me, it's further proof that there are more outsiders on that protest than in-staters, because they don't realize that 99.9% of the people in North Dakota, South Dakota, we support our police 100%. And so they're just trying to get sympathy from outside the area, you know, the bigger city, Chicago, New York. They're trying to, that's what they're trying to paint that picture of, is law enforcement going, you know, awry and astray and just being brutal and harsh. Well, that's not the case.
And this isn't that hard, is it? I mean, I don't know why I engage some of these people on social media, because they are just, I mean, they are just the most foul-mouthed, evil kind of folks you can imagine. It's incredible. And I always say, you know, there's an easy way for all of this to go away, and don't trespass, don't block roads, don't break things, don't attach yourself to things, don't vandalize. If you want a prayerful, peaceful protest, do it all day long, and you'll have the support of every single North Dakotan. Just go find yourself land you have permission to be on, tribal land or whatever, and have your peaceful, prayerful protest. In the meantime, don't lecture to me about how you can do this.
Exactly. Don't whine when you get pepper sprayed or handcuffed and surrounded by the police. They're doing their job.
Amen. Thanks, TJ. Appreciate the call. Mike and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead. Mike, are you there?
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said. You know, it looks like under the current administration, any environmental nut job can move his RV or trailer on federal land and decide to live there as long as they're going to be protesting anything like oil. And, you know, the federal government doesn't follow the law, but I just question the states, you know, do we not have any state sovereignty? Do we not have any security as far as being a state? Are we just under the thumb of the federal government that just comes and decides what law they're going to follow, whether they follow or not, and then we have to follow the letter of the law to try and fight them? I know the governor and the state's attorney or attorney general has you know, come up to a legal issue where that they can't do anything, but you know, this is really troubling, because you know, if Clinton gets in, this stuff is going to continue up here, and this is a threat on the security and future of the state of North Dakota. And as taxpayers, we're all paying for this, and I'm just so sick of it. I don't understand why we just say, the heck with the federal government. What are they going to do? Let's just go take the guard and hook up their cars and drag them down to South Dakota and let them walk back home.
Well, I don't think the federal government's preventing us from doing anything. I mean, the federal government didn't bring in marshals, didn't recognize this as their problem, right? I mean, this is their problem because of the situation with the Corps and how this has been permitted. So, you know, but we know that. I mean, we know the feds are going to do everything in their power to extend this because they support them. And by the way, there's been leaked media strategies from these people who are well-funded to say their audience is Washington, D.C. I mean, they're trying to put the pressure on Barack Obama in Washington, D.C., so that's what they're doing. But I don't think there's anything, I can add that to my list, but I don't think there's anything that the state or local law enforcement folks can't do at the request of the feds, Mike. Appreciate the call, though.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4 for 4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing NDSC's HeartSafe program.
It is a program in partnership with the Bismarck and Mandan Fire Departments, and we're also partnered with CENCOM, our 911 system. And what we do is when the fire department goes in to do their inspection every year, they look to see if they have an AED. They ask if they have people trained on their AED, so if they have at least two people trained, and then also that they have it on a monthly check. Having them in public places is really important. National stat is that we should have one AED for every 1,000 people that we have in the state. And currently in the Bismarck and Mandan area, we have over 200 AEDs registered at 100 locations. So not nearly enough that are registered with us.
For more information on HeartSafe or to register an AED, visit HeartSafeND.org. That's HeartSafeND.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, what's on your mind here? This one and the first in the next hour, and then we have You Mary Monday today. President of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea will be here. Jerome Richter II, VP for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. We always have a delightful, insightful conversation on our You Mary Mondays. Today we're going to talk about how important it is to know your history and then talk a little bit about suffering as well. Oh, boy. Heavy topics today on You Mary Monday. Coming up, 15 days till Election Day, day 75 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Tell me what's on your mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at Titan Outlet today. If you go to TitanOutletStore.com and find something you're looking for and want to save some money, just tell them Scott sent you and you will save 11. That's right, 11%. You take 11% off anything you find there. We're featuring a 2013 Case IH New Aged 1255 planner. In other words, it's new, never been used, but it's aged inventory, okay? That's why it's a 2013, but never used before, 1255. a planter. This one is 24 row, 30 inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch. Yes, Todd, it has the fertilizer with the tank bulk fill and the 22 gallons per minute. I know that's important to you. Pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no row markers, and yes, also the Pro 700 monitor. Todd never buys a planter without the without that Pro 700 monitor on it. I don't blame you, because it's good. 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you, folks. Call them at 218-233-3700, 218-233-3700, or go to TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you. How about that? All right, back to the phones here after a quick run through of some texts. Have you guys seen the tweets from the protesters telling people to break the law because they can't arrest everybody because Morton County's jails aren't big enough for their cause? What's the law enforcement community going to do with the arrested so far? Well, they bail out, usually, but I know that a number remained in jail for a while Saturday, but I don't know how many of the 126, is that our number? 126 arrested Saturday. Two of those were juveniles. One yesterday. Total arrests for illegal protest activity since August 10th now is 269. 269 is the number. But another question. You're giving us a lot of them today. How long are they in jail? Where do they go? All right, let's see here. It seems to me a high-tech pipeline is a lot safer than a railroad bridge built in the 1890s for the transport of oil across the river. Don't make sense. It doesn't do you any good. What's it going to take for the governor to put the violence to an end before the North Dakota family takes this one into their own hands and puts it to an end ourselves, says another texter. I'm hearing that more and more, and it worries me. People, I think, want law enforcement to end this. Any drones that cause a hazard should be shot down with a shotgun, says another. Protesters shot two arrows at a sheriff's helicopter, plus they chased the helicopter with a drone. So my question is, what would happen to a white male Republican if he was the guilty party in this case? Some of your thoughts by text today on what's on your mind. Back to the phones we go. Let's go down to Standing Rock, an anonymous caller. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I have been asked to comment on behalf of people that live on this reservation. There's a lot bigger picture here that is not being publicized, and the illegal roadblock is what is really providing the motivation to have the other side to be heard. I'm told that there's a division here among the tribal groups. The Hunkpapas are the ones that do not agree with what's happening, and these are the Sitting Bull's people. And you've got the North, the Dakota and Lakota, Nakota. They certainly are the Siouan tribes. However, I am told that the Hunkpapa is the one that rules here on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. And the illegal blockage should not happen. This is not representative of the people at the onset when this first started out. This was the First Nations gathering of over 300 federally recognized governing groups. I believe they have left, and you've got the remnant that is causing the problems. The 300, I believe, that went out on illegal property. We noticed and we realized that this is going beyond what was the mission in the first place. And I think that these people need to be either to sit at the negotiation table or to be heard, because the United States government is being blamed for a lot of the troubles that's going on here, but I know for a fact that the tribal council here, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council, did not partake of President Clinton's Executive Order 12898 back in 1994, when the president had provided to all federally recognized tribes as well as the governmental entities of all the states. It's called the Integrated Resources Management Plan.
I'm coming up against a break, but I want to give you a chance to finish. Would you do me a favor and just hold tight? We'll be right back and let you finish your comments here, okay?
Certainly.
We got to go to a news break, so thanks for calling. Hang on a moment. Others waiting as well on What's On Your Mind. University of Mary Monday after a while here, next hour too, so stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's On Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.